This is Dr. Raj Jinkarpan asking the colonoscopy report patient Mavis Barrett in the Kishpur Shiva, Mr. Gerd, and possibly Barrett. She had an endoscopy done, last endoscopy 2019, and before that 2017. So there was a time the erector was in line, a short segment Barrett was raised. Biopsy pathology was negative as per the GI last post recent consultation note. Patient has a history of colon polyp, here for 7th colonoscopy. Patient given magnesium and transplants were in theology. Patient's patient biopsy, and colonoscopy, just like within a few minutes into the procedure, patient start having like a coughing spells. Which was causing the seems like a bronchus, which is creating like bronchus spasms, laryngeal bronchus spasms. I was able to kill the severe duodenum and antrum of the stomach. Retrofection also at that time, but the moment I finished the retrofection examination, she finally had coughing spells. It was mild gastrointestinal bags were taken. Clinical, I saw quickly saw the injunction. Which appeared to be irregular Z line, but I pulled the scope out to secure the airway. And the airway was the airway was then secured. The scope was removed. The oxygen was increased. Dr. Raj came in and helped the nursing nurses out after giving after suction work and giving him nebulizers, inhalers. She was able to you know, breathe better. Oxygenation went back to 90 and 100 with adequate breathing effort. Once she was stabilized, then she would turn around, and then she then was cleared by the anesthesiologist to pursue the colonoscopy. We took the KY in the rectum, the C-scope in the rectum, the C-scope in the rectum, C-scope in the rectum, to the rectum, to the rectosumerant, the descending colon, span pressure, and colon have pressure. There's a cecum, C-pulse, liquid stool node on the right side of the colon, patient tortuous colon, and not the evidence of weak and polyp. The base of sequence diagram of picture comes out of the rectum, attempted rectum cannot against the patient's because of type rectum. So I did not see evidence of any rectal polyp mass, but internal hemorrhage, I believe, is distributed not complication. Find number one. Irregular Z-line noted, does not appear to be a bad. She had an endoscopy done in 2015, 17, 19. All of you, they suspected the Barrett, the bass were negative. In 2019, biopsy was negative for the Barrett's esophagus. Number two, mild gastritis. Number three, gastrointestinal carcinoma. Number four, colonoscopy cecum. Number five, failure to adhere to PrEP. Number six, until having a normal recommendation. A rip to stone box, a biopsy back to follow the third. Number two, since that, patient has endoscopy done times three, 2015, 17, and 19, and it seemed like it was irregular Z-line was biopsied for the Barrett's esophagus, suspected for the Barrett's esophagus. The pathology was negative as per the GI constipation note, recent GI constipation. So I doubt that this could be a Barrett's esophagus. No two-mile gastritis and the three gross only the so with that said, the patient continued to have GERD. They probably made the endoscopy. Upper endoscopy in the maybe in 2 years, in 1 to 2 years, to check the esophagus again. And otherwise, as a screen for Barrett's esophagus, otherwise, can you put on perimeter? And since she's 76, as per U.S. Multiple Task Force, most recent 2021. Guideline, she has a relative risk for colorectal cancer because of age. So I would defer any screening, colon cancer screening in her case. But the diagnostic colonoscopy could be done at any time for any lower GI symptoms. But for surveillance screening, she passed that age of the screening according to the U.S. Multiple Task Force recommendations and criteria. Advice is high for lactic water, stool supplements, acidified syrup preparation, external clear nutrition. Please send a copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Caesar Kulam and Dr. Palamsetti. Their procedure was October 17th, 22nd, October 17th, 22nd. Except for lingual bronchospasm happened on the endoscopy, which started with the coughing spell. Since she has asthma, she was quickly oxygenated well with the adequate oxygenation and albuterol inhalers. There was no other complication. Patient regained all the oxygenation very well in 2 seconds. Patient otherwise saw the patient in the description. The F encounter was October 17th, October 2nd, October 22nd, October 17th, October 22nd. Patient, October 22nd.